The Gemara Memvav Amud Beis quotes the same member of Rabbi Yechanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai twice. And it's very strange. What's the difference between the first Loshen and the Ikadam? It's exactly the same. So the Lacha Mishnah has a comment on the Rambam. He thinks that Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he quotes this Lacha Mishnah. The difference seems to be that the first Loshen, Rabbi Yechanan is saying that even though the Pasuk of Kavitik Berena Bayamahu is only written by Harugi Bezdin, but Minatora we marbe from the Kefaloshan Kabatik Breno, we darshan the Shanas Kulam, the Divatar Kulishem and Adam. We darshan even a person, Mesal Mitos, a person died a natural death, he wasn't put to death by the Bezni, also it's a Chiv Kvura Minator. And then come to Ikad the Amri, the Rabbi Yechanan said, Nemashemechai, Remes. Remes usually means that it's the Rabban. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes, yeah, once in a while an exception to the rule, the first daf in Makkos, Remez Leidim Zevimim Shalokim in Ator Minayin. Here it's a din deraisa, it says Shalokim in Ator. But usually the Ramban says, Remez means that it's a din deraban. The Rambam paskins, so the Lech Mishnah points out, the Lech Mishnah for emphasis, Shvei Rambam, he says, the Rambam paskins that Kvura Bashar Meisim is Minator, like the first Loshen, not like the second Loshen. But even if one should assume that Kvura Bashar Meisim is Minator, you see from the sugya that it's still a special, it's not the same mitzvah as it is by Haruge Bezdin. Haruge Bezdin is a special din. Take, for example, the Gemara in the previous Talmud, Memheim and Beis. So the Gemara says, Eben sheniskal bo, eich nitla alav, and the saib shenerik bo, and the sudah shenechlik bo, kulam nikbari mimoy. The Gemara says, if someone shot someone else to death, the pashtus is that you don't have to bury the gun. If the Nazis hung someone and they killed them, so you have to bury the rope that they killed them with. Or if you have a sword in Hilchos Shechita, they talk about there was a talion for the government. He used to kill people for the government, policemen, I guess. So he used to have a sword to chop people's head off. So is the sword Ton Kfura? The Pashtus is at not. There's a tshuva in the Kol Mavasar about that soon after the war, the people were davened by the Kosel HaMarov, those who went to the Kosel HaMarovi, so they would take the heavy cord that the Nazis used to hang Jews on, they would make a gartle out of it to be Ma'ur Rachman. That Min HaShemayim Shehav Rachmanus on Kalei, so look what happened to us. So the Kol Mevasa has a whole tshuva, he talks about this Be'etim and Hilchos Shechita, if you're allowed to use the knife, if you're allowed to use that sword that the government talion used to use to kill people. So he raises a possibility that this din doesn't apply to Haruge Bezdin, but the Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. Pashtus is that by Haruge Bezdin, it's a special din of Misa, and you have to bury a special din of Kvura, even if you hold that Kvura by Shah Mesim is Daraisa, but it's still different by Haruge Bezdin, and Eben Sheniskal Boan, and Surah Shenechnik Boy, and so on, has to be buried with them. You see the same thing from the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph on the next Amud. The Gemara says, not only in Kovin Rosh Eishal Tzadik, in Kovin Rosh Chomor, Eitzel Rosh Kal. The Gemara has a Chiddush in Yevamos. The Gemara says there's a Machloikas Hatanoim regarding the Din of Enisa Chalalisa. Let's say two people both violated 100 Averis, but one of the 100 Averis that he violated was a situation of Enisa Chalalisa. So do you say Enisa Chalalisa, they're equal, even Stephen, so you can bury them one next to the other? Or do you say no? The kovar bein shoyim gemurin, the iser is chalal isa. You don't get malchus, you're not chayv misa. You're not chayv an extra chatos for the second isa. And isa halisa is for onshim, but the second isa is chal. So the Gemara said, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Rabbi Yehuda has a discussion, how should we paskin? And that machlekes hatanoim. So you see, if one person did 100 averes, one person did 101 averes, if someone is counting, so you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. We don't know the Cheshbon. So that's why the Aguda has their own plot, and the Mizrahi has their own plot, and the Turekart has their own plot. Every shul has their own. We assume that, generally speaking, all the people in the Aguda do the same number of Averis, and all the people in Mizrahi do the same number of Averis. So you're not in violation of Ein Koivin Rosh HaChomer, Eitzel Rosh HaKal. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha, Mem Zayin, and Aleph, if there is such a din. How come there are only two Beis HaKvaris? But Niskolim and Nisrafim and one for Naragim and Achnokim. The Averis are not the same. We assume Skilas, Mohammed and Sreifa. So that's a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Rosh Hakal. So the Gemara says no. Tubat Tikvaris, that's Hilchas HaGemirilo. Gemara Gemirilo. So Rashi usually learns that Gemara Gemirilo means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So you mean it's in violation of the din deraisa. The din deraisa should be in koyvin rosh chomer etzel rosh kal. But kach nemar halacha. So you see, it's a separate din, a special din of kvura. It's not the same. Even if you should assume kvura by shar meisim is deraisa, kvura by the harugi bezin is still a special halacha and special details. So that the Gemara in the previous daf on Mem Beis, the Gemara says the Eben sheniskal bo, and the Suda shenechnak bo, and the Saib shenerek bo, and so on, you have to bury with him. So the Gemara says, I will hatanyu einig bari mima, it says you don't. And for the Gemara, what it means is, ima bitvisosoi. You don't bury mamish with the mace. You bury it toch talar amas, Rashi explains it. Talar amas, somach le mace, is considered tfusah mace. So the pashtus in the Gemara is that this is a din deraisa. It's not talar amas, somach le mace. Is considered tfusah mace. And Yeridea, they have a din. In Shulchan Aruch Yeridea, they have, I think the Heitev has this din. You want to bury a Jew, and you have a Jew who became a Meshumet. So the Jew became a Meshumet as Avira Barizar. So Ein Kovin Rosh Eishal Tzadik. So how much of a Harchoke do you have to have? So the Achronim say you have to have a Harchoke of 8 Amos. You shouldn't have interlocking Tvisas HaKev. Tvisas HaKev is Dalar Amos around. You shouldn't have interlocking Tvisas HaKev. So many Achronim say, who are Denami? If you, the Achronim, the Behetub is talking, one is a Jew, one is a Meshumet. What if one is a Jew, one is a Goy? So the Pashto is also the same thing. You shouldn't have interlocking Tvisa Kever. You should have Archoka of 8 Amos. So one of the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael is already in the Olam HaEmes now. So he wrote a tshuva, he thinks that it's not so. He says, where does it come from, the Dalet Amos? That Dalet Amos Tamach Lemes of Tvisa Kever. So I thought, here it is, Mem Heame Beis, it's a Din Dereis, Ima B'Tvisosoi. So he quotes the Gemara, the top line, and Soita Mem Dalet. Omad Aleph, the Gemara has a din with the Rabbanon that a mace is teifas dalar amas. The din is that if you mahal on top of a mace is metami ba'ohel. There are three kinds of ohel. One is if I'm sitting in the street and they carry a mace over my head. One is the mace is there and I put my hand on top of the mace. And one is the mace is over there and I'm over here. And there's one ohel that's ohel hamshocha. That's a lower level. Ohel hamshocha is a lower level of ohel. The more chomedik ohel is when I'm mahal on the mace and the mace is mahal on me. So if I'm going to be close to the mace within Dalet Amos, that they made Gzeirah Mirabbanan, I may, let's say this is the mace, I may put my hand on top of the mace without even realizing it. So they said, if you're Toch Dalet Amos on the mace, you're already Tamei Mirabbanan. And the coin is not allowed to come within Dalet Amos of the mace. Unless there's a building there, let's say there's a funeral home, and the mace is mamish right on the inside, and I'm walking on the, right in front of the building, Toch Dalet Amos of the mace, but I can't stick my hand in, it's not shy. So that's the Gemara there, Mem Dalet Amos Aleph. Then the end of Seita, the whole din is only with the Rabbanan, Gzeir Hashem Yahya Lolov. But if there's a wall that's Mapsik, says not Hashem Yahya. So Tosis explains the Gemara like that. So this Talmud Chacham had passed away already, so he said that we, the Rambam, Paskins Lalacha, that Mesi Akam are only Mitame B'Maga B'Masa, not Mitame B'Ohil. The Gemara quotes him, Achloikin Satanoim, Avshim B'Aychoy Nechachamim. So the whole din of meis teifas dalet amos around them, because Shema Yahel doesn't apply if it's meis hayakum, so there's no din of tfisas hameis by meis hayakum. So if you want to bury a Yisrael kosher in a mishumad, so you need a, the mishumad is also Jewish, it's matami b'ohel. So they need a harchok of 8 amos because you shouldn't have interlocking tfisas hakever. But if you want to know how much harchok do you need between a Yisrael and a Nachri, that's enough with dalet amos. You don't need 8 Amos, because the Mesiachim don't have the Tfisas HaMes of Dalet Amos, because that's a Gzerim and the Rabbanu Shem Yahel Olav, and it doesn't apply. So I thought it was a joke. What do you mean? The whole din of Dalet Amos, Somach LaMes, is only with the Rabbanu. So on the level of the Reis, Ein Kovin Tzadik Eichel Rosha, will only be violated if you have the Mamish, the two Mesim, hugging each other. They have the hands around each other. If you bury one Mace next to the other with an inch HaChoke, that's not already, it's already not a violation. There's the whole din of Dalet Amos is only with the Rabbanon. So when do you violate the din in HaTorah? I thought for sure it was not correct. I thought Tfisas HaMeis is Dalet Amos when you get to this din of Nigbarim Mimoy for the Sudar Shenechnek boy and the Saib Shenerek boy. In the din of Ein Kovin Tzadik Eitzel Rosha, there's a din deraisa of Dalet Amos, and you need, shouldn't have been to lacking Tfisas HaKever. So you should have a harchok of 8 amos, both by Yisrael and by Nochri. And the din de Rabbanon there in Saita Daf Mem Dalet, that he made a dima de rabbanon. If you're within Dalai Lama's of the Meis, he already told me, Gzeir Hashem Yahalov. So where do they chop on the shear of Dalai Lama's? That was called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came der Isa Tikkun. They patterned that din der Rabbanon after the din der Isa. But there is a din der Isa that Tfusas HaMeis is Dalai Lama's Saviv. I thought that was mamish wrong, what this time the Chacham said. Here the Gemara in Mem Zayinam and Aleph has the famous din of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds a Yesh Dichoy the Balichayim. There's a din in Korbanus, a special din in Korbanus. The Gemara has a Sofik and Masech HaSukkah, whether the din of Dichoy applies to Lulav and to Esrog, to whether there's Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. Mishnah Berurah quotes a little bit in Hilchos Sukkah. But Dicha by Karbonus, everybody agrees. What's the din? If you shechted a carbon, you have Mishnayis and Yuma about this. If you shechted a carbon, you have the dam in the klishares, and the Mizbeach has to be Ravua. So let's say Nivgam HaMizbeach. The Mizbeach, the Gemara says, one fine day on Sukkah, the Kohen Gadol was a tzeduki, and he didn't want to do Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach, because he was very consistent and unprincipled. He was very principled. And didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, so they didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. So he poured the water on his feet. So then the Mishnah says, Ragumu kol ha'am be'esregeim. All the people threw their esregeim against the Kohen Gadol to hit him. Because they were, the Kohen Gadol was right next to the Mizbeach. So they chipped off part of the cement on the Mizbeach, and it wasn't Ravu anymore. So they couldn't bring Karbonos for a couple of hours till they got new cement and they made it a square again. So whatever korban was already nishchat, and you wanted to be zorik the dam, so the kohen had to hold the dam. You can't be zorik the dam. So even if you wait a few hours, well, v'nitcha yidoch, and since there was a period of time where you weren't able to be zorik the dam, so that's it. You can't be zorik the dam at all. So the Gemara has there in Yuma that the machlokes hatanai whether such a din exists or not. We paskan there is a din. Well, v'nitcha yidoch, psul dichay by karbonis. If you have a korban and there was a period of time when you weren't able to be makir with the korban for some reason or another, even over here the mizbeach was nifka, or the bala korban became meshumed, or the bala korban became shaita, whatever, you weren't able to be makir with the meis hamishtaleach, sor la'ashem and sor la'azazel, something went wrong over there. It's a zaitige psul or intrinsic psul, and the korban doesn't make a difference. You cannot. It's not chayzer lehechsher later on. So the Gemara has there machlokes hatanoim. In a machlokes samaraim had a paskin, whether we paskin yesh dicha etzel balechaim, there ain't dicha etzel balechaim. What if the korban was nitche before you did the shechita? So Rabbi Yechanan talks about dicha v'balechaim. He has it over here. The person was mafresh a korban, ochal chelav hifresh korban v'heim adosai, ochal chelav hifresh korban v'nishtata, before the shechita. So Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion, Yesh dicha de balechaim. The same thing in Kiddush and Dav Zayin, Rabbi Yechanan says also. Beimach shel shnei shutvim, one was magdush his share. So it can't be makrib, you can't shech the korban if it's only half kodesh and half chol. Then the other shutv is magdush his share. So now the whole korban can be nishchat. But since it was already kodesh from before and it didn't lend itself to shchita, it didn't lend itself to akrabe, so Rabbi Yechanan says, hol benitche yidochen. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin against Rabbi Yechanan, ein dicha de balechaim. So the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Samadal and Amin Aleph, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah there. This in the Kuda is a machlokes hatanoim. There are three shittas. Some tanoim hold there's no such din v'chalal as dichle, so that shita is not accepted. And there's a machlokes hatanoim, which is also machlokes amaraim, where the yesh dicha b'balechaim. So the Gemara explains what is it based on. It's based on the pasuk that Gemara in Yuman Samadal says. It's based on the pasuk by Balmum. We have a pasuk that if a behemah has a korban develops a mum kavua, so you can be paid the korban. And then you take the money and buy another korban instead. What if it develops a mum oiver, it's going to get better by itself? So the pasuk says, you can't be makar if it calls man that it has the mum oiver, ki moshchosam bohem mum bo. So the Gemara understands what it means is, calls man that has the mum oiver, you can't be makar if it, you have to wait till after the mum oiver goes away. So this is exactly the opposite from the whole institution of dichoy. You wait till the mum goes away. You can't be makriv because man has the mum. You wait till the mum heals by itself, and then you can be makriv. So the Gemara is medayik ki mashchasam bohem veloy bekarbonas acher. This din that is not din of dichoy only applies over here and doesn't apply in any other case. This is the mocker This is the rule with the exception to the rule, that a mumayver is the exception to the rule, and the rule in other cases would have been that hol v'nitche yidochen. Once the korban cannot be korah for whatever reason, so he can't be makavid later on. So now sets in the machloikas hatanoim and the machloikas hamoraim. What do you mean that this is the exception to the rule? So Rabbi Yochanan follows those tanaim who say the one and only exception to the rule is a mumayver. If a mumayver develops, that's it. Moshchos v'em mumbom. Mumayver, when it gets better, there's no psul abdichan. The other tanaim and amoraim hold no. The exception to the rule is because the mumayver is balichayim. So ein dicha b'balichayim einim nidochim. And that's how we paskin. Balichayim einim nidochim. So what kind of a word is that, the balichayim einim nidochim? So there's a famous biur. In the yeshivas they say there's biur. Rami Nachman Zembe has a whole sefer, Toitzos Chaim. A lot of details of Hilchas Toitzos. And the end of the, it's a small sefer. So at the end of the, I think he printed this sefer when his father-in-law passed away. His father-in-law had a hardware store, and he supported him. He was sitting and learning. Then when the father-in-law died, his name was Chaim. Father-in-law passed away, so he had to run the hardware store. So he learned a little less. So at the end of the Toitzos Chaim, there's a kuntres on Chanukah, on the sugya of Chanukah. So in that kuntres, he quotes the Markevus HaMishneh. Markevus HaMishneh is a chibra on the Rambam. It's out of style. Nobody looks anymore. Markevus HaMishneh, whenever there's a Shvera Rambam, so everybody stands on the head. Yor Sameach and Rab Chaim and all the Gedolim. Everybody stands on the head to give Pshatim. Kevus HaMishnah always gives the most bland, the most flat Pashat Pshat in the Rambam. And every so often, Rab Soloveitchik was said, he thinks my Kevus HaMishnah is right. Years ago, it was popular. They would learn Sugyas. My Kevus HaMishnah. Rambam, my Kevus HaMishnah. So the Rab Menachem Zemek quotes this, my Kevus HaMishnah, who says, Pshat in this Gemara. What does it mean, Balachai made in the Dochim? Doesn't mean because the animal is alive. It can't have a psul, it can't have a psul dichi. Let's say I have a behemas chulin. And that day, Nivge Moham Mizbeach. The people threw the asregim and they ruined the ribu of the Mizbeach. So it can't be makriv. I have a behemas chulin, it can't be makriv. Then they fixed the Mizbeach. So you're going to say, all the behemas in the world that were born already can't be korev on the Mizbeach. No. So the Tosfos Rishonim there on that daf in Yuma, but Tosfos Rishonim writes that it's a double posha. The psul dicha is only chal on animal. That's a carbon. If it's a behemas chulin, the psul dicha can't be chal. So even if the animal is a carbon, even if the animal is a carbon, the Mishnah in Zvachim and Menachos, yeah, Mishnah is where we distinguish between Menachos and Esachim, as opposed to behemas and neifas. If you magdush a behemo as a shlamim, as an oila, right away gets kedushas haguf lamizbech. You magdush an oif as a chatas oif, oila soif, right away gets a kedushas haguf lamizbech. If you magdush menachas and esachim, when you only do the kiddush peh, you say, I declare this bottle of wine should be for the purpose of nesachim, or this sack of flour should be for the purpose of menachas, that only gets kedushas damim lamizbech until you make kiddush kli. If they do Kiddush Kli, that's Amrach San Sochem Shikid should be Kli. If they do the Kiddush Kli, then it becomes Kaddish Kiddush Aguf Lamizbech. So, but Behemah's for Yoifas, once you make the Kiddush Asper, it gets right away a Kiddush Aguf Lamizbech. So, there's no need for any Kiddush Kli. So, there's a Gemara in Menachas, Dafayin Chesam and Beis, where the Gemara has an expression, when you shech the Karbonis, Sakin Mikadeshis. The Sakin is Mikadesh the korban. What do you mean? The sakin is not mekadesh. When you made the kedusha sped, already had the kedusha aguf lamizbeach. Most people would probably not remember that gemara menachas daf ayin ches. Even people learn menachas, but Tosfos quotes it on the first mishnah in Zel Mekayman. Some people learned in Zel Mekayman recently. So the first mishnah in Zel Mekayman says kachi gadashim shchitasim batzofen v'kibol daman v'chlisharis batzofen. Why doesn't it say shchitasim v'chlisharis batzofen v'kibol daman v'chlisharis batzofen? The Tosfos wants to be mendaik. The shchitas kachim doesn't need kli sharis. You need a kli. The Gemara learns that from the Akeda. You need a kli. It's not enough that it's tolish. For shchitas kunim, it doesn't have to be a kli. It just has to be tolish. But for shchitas kachim, it has to be a kli. But it doesn't have to be a kli sharis. So Tosfos and the Rambam, there are three shitas. So one shita is kli chol is perfect. The other shita is no. Tosfos said, but the Gemara says in Menachas, sakim mekadeshes. How is it sakim? And then one compares sakim as mekadesh, like if you put menachas in a sakim and a kli, it's mekadesh. Not the same. Menachas and a sakim you put in the kli. Here the sakim is not holding, it's not containing the behemoth. The Gemara has a discussion whether Saka Mekadesh is, to what extent is it similar to the Klisharis Mekadesh by the Menachas in the Sokh. So what does the Gemara mean? Saka is Mekadesh. The behemoth, when the Tanya made the Kedushas Peh, it already has the full Kedusha Guf Lamizbech. What is Nitoisef? What is Nitoisef by the Shechita that the Saka is Mekadesh? So there are three Shechitas there in the Rishani, whether I think Tosis has two Shechitas, whether Shechitas Kochen does need Klisharis, does not need Klisharis, and the Rambam holds Lachatchili need Klisharis, but yeah, but it's good without. Three different Shechitas. So what is the Loshon HaGemara? Saka Mekadesh. So that's where Menachem Zemer and the Kuntra Sanchanek at the end of the Tzoras Chaim, he quotes this Makevus HaMishnah. Most Makevus HaMishnahs, nobody knows what he says because we never look, but this one is quoted by Menachem Zemer, so this one everybody knows. So he says, Saka Mekadesh does mean this, Saka Mekadesh means the Avodah HaRishayna, the first Avodah you do on the carbon, endows it with a deeper degree of Kedusha. True, from the time you made the Kiddush Peh, when you declared Hareza Oila, Hareza Shlama, Hareza Chatas, whatever, Hareza Oshem, and got a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech, but when you do the Avodah HaRishayna of Shechita, then it's endowed with a deeper Kedusha, namely it's called Kedusha's carbon. Before you do Avodah HaRishayna, it's only Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech, and after Avodah HaRishayna, it'll be Kedushas Korban. The same, the parallel would be, let's say you have a mincha, you put the mincha in a klisharis. So before you put the mincha, the nesachim, menachas and nesachim, before you put it in a klisharis, it only has Kedushas damim lamizbech. After you put it in a klisharis, it has Kedushas guf lamizbech. But after you do the kemitza, so then it has Kedushas Korban. Am I enough kemina? So Tosfos has this recurring theme in menachas and in zvachim. Every 15 blot Tosfos raises this issue. If you have a live animal and you brought it into the Azar and you take it out, it doesn't become Nifsal B'yotze. So the same is true, Tosfos, if you have a Korban Mincha. So before you did Kiddush Kli, it's only Kedusha. It's Damim Lamizbech. Of course, it's not Nifsal B'yotze. Even after you did Kiddush Kli, all it has is Kedusha Aguv Lamizbech, but it still doesn't have Kedusha's Korban until you do the Kmitza. Before the Kmitza, before the Avodah Rishayna, it cannot become Nifsal B'yotze. Nifsal B'yotze is only if the thing has a full Kedusha's carbon already, after the Avodah Rishayna. So that's what the Merkevus HaMishnah understands. When the Gemara says Saka Mekadesh, it doesn't mean the Saka is a Klisharis and it's Mekadesh. What's the other day in Tosfos going to do? The other day in Tosfos holds that was Medayik from the Mishnah. Shechitas Matzofen Mekibel Damam Meklisharis Batzofen. Shechitas does need a Klisharis. How is the Saka Mekadesh? The answer is, it doesn't mean the Saka is a Klisharis and it endows the carbon Kedusha. The Avodah Rishayna deepens the degree, the level of Kedusha. It's not only Kedusha Guf Lamizbech, it has a Kedusha's carbon to it. So that's the Machloikas HaTanoim and the Machloikas HaMoraim there in Yom Adav Samach Dalet. You say, Balechai Meinam Nidochim, just like Behemas Chulin does not become Nifsal B'dichui. Let's say Nifgam HaMizbech. It's no longer Ravua. So you declare all the Behemas in the world Apostle HaKrova. You have to wait to get a new Behemah that should be born after you fix them, is bech. No, there is no such thing. The psildicha is not chal on a behemas chulin. So maybe we should say psildicha is not even chal on a behemas kochim, calls man that it doesn't yet have the kedushas carbon. If it only has kedushas guf lamizbech, that's not enough. So there's room to say, there's a sefer Rabbi Yosef Engel dictated. He never wrote the sefer. Rabbi Yosef Engel had trouble with his eyes, so the doctor said he shouldn't read for a couple of months. So he had somebody read him some easy reading. They were reading Avne Miluins, and he was dictating Horus. So the fellow wrote Horus. The scribe was writing Horus. Then when he got here, he regained his vision. So he looked at the sefer. The fellow wrote numbers on every paragraph, 1, 2, 3, whatever, till number 300. Some. So then Rabbi Yosef Engel checked it over. So whatever he didn't like, he crossed out, and whatever he liked, he left it. So then when they printed the manuscript many years later, it was printed in America. So it goes, Aleph Beis Gimel Tezvav Tezayin Chav Gimel Chav Dalad. He crossed out a lot. So they left that out. So when they printed it, I think they have in the end the American edition of the Hoysen Yosef, the Horus on the Avne Miluim. So they have the Horus from Rav Lezer Silver at the end, if I'm not mistaken. So he has this Horus. According to the way we pass in La Aloha against Rabbi Yechanan, we pass in Balechaim, Einen Nidochim, it's not because Balechaim, it's because it only has a Kedushas Haguf Lamizbech, doesn't yet have a Kedushas Korban. So the same should be true regarding a mincha. The mincha is not Bali Chaim. If you have a mincha before kmitza, it should also be. Just like Tosfos says, it's not nifsal b'yotze. It's only nifsal b'yotze once it has a Vedic Kedusha's carbon. So if you have a mincha cutting kmitza, that should be parallel to Baal HaChaim. I should say, the way we pass kalocha, Baal HaChaim made in Nidochim, so the mincha cutting kmitza, just like it's not nifsal b'yotze, that's what Taisa writes every 15 dafim there, and menachas in Zochim. So the same should be, asvara that it shouldn't be nifsal b'dichoy. Dichoy shouldn't apply. And then he says, you should look in the Ritvo, in the standard, the old Ritvo and Kiddushin, in the first parak. And Abzayim, when Rabbi Yechanan is quoted by Baal HaChaim Nidochim, so the Ritva makes some kind of a cryptic statement about a mincha kodim kmitza. So Rabbi Lezer Silva suggests that maybe that's what he's driving at. Maybe that's what he means to say, that a mincha kodim kmitza is the same as Baal HaChaim, that it only has kedusha saguf, la mizbech does not have kedusha skarbin. But maybe the psul of dichoy shouldn't be able to be chal. So the Gemara here discusses this topic of dichoy. They're all working on the assumption that yesh dichoy be Baal HaChaim. We paskin Baal HaChaim ein in Nidochim. Here, they have the tzion, the letter. They have the letter dalet, letter gimel dalet. So the ayin mishpat tells you, look in the Rambam, a pasuk shel chayzev enira. The Rambam pasuk is against this. Usually, whenever it has the letter, means the Rambam pasuk is like that. So here, the ayin mishpat says, look in the Rambam, we paskin is against it because we paskin Baal HaChaim ein in Nidochim. So the the Gemara mentions that there would be room to distinguish between Hema Dosoi, we can't be makar with the carbon of a mumer, we can't blow kulchem the hotzias a mumer, and you can't be makar with the carbon if he's nishtata. So there would be room to distinguish between the two, the Gemara says, that the Hema Dosoi, that's not going to straighten out by itself. He's going to have to be chayzer b'tshuva. So, but once he's oyber avodizorim, once he decides to be, he converts to a different religion, emadosai, so he's going to have to change. Masheni came, let's say the fellow was nishtate because of nishtafe, got better. He lost his seichel by itself, then he got better by itself. So it would be room to say that maybe you shouldn't apply dichay there. Maybe ema ki yoshin dami. Maybe I should say that's just like a person who fell asleep. That person is mafresh a korban, and then he falls asleep, and then he wakes up. So you're going to say, well, v'nitche yidoche. When he was sleeping, he couldn't be makrevit. So the poshib shat nigemara is, when he was sleeping, he could be makrevit then also. Nishtata, he can't be makrevit when he's a shaitan. But when he's sleeping, he can be makrevit. Not just the Gemara says, just like yoshin, there's no din of dichoy, so by nishtat there's no din of dichoy. No, by yoshin is mamish, he can be makrevit while he sleeps. So on this daft, there's a famous Yad Rama. In the editions I saw, they just pointed out on the bottom of the page. But in Europe, they already pointed out in the old edition. The Yad Rama learns that you can't be makrevit the curb when he's a yoshin, because it has to be lirtzona. But the Gemara just meant to say that there's no psul of dichoy. There's no psul of dichoy with a yoshin. Well, Pashab Shat Nigamari is not so. Pashab Shat Nigamari is like Tyson says, you can be marked with the korban while he's a yoshin also. So the question is, how do you define a yoshin as opposed to a nishtata? What is a nishtata? So in... now they have a cure for syphilis. Years ago, the doctors didn't have any cure for syphilis, so they had... Unfortunately, Jewish men also got syphilis. So... So syphilis, I think, affects the nervous system. And then, if you don't have any cure for it, it keeps on spreading in the body until it affects the brain, and then the guy becomes a nishtata. So in Europe, there was such an international bezin for Hatoras Agunas. There were many Jewish women who were Agunas. The husbands were, there were hundreds of people in insane asylums. They weren't insane. They had syphilis, and it got so bad till they lost their seichel. So one sweetie pie went to all. He went with his sofer and Adim, and he went to the husband, and he said, would you like to give your wife a gift? And the guy said, yeah. He didn't know what he was talking about. The husbands didn't know what they were talking about. He meant, well, so he convinced all of the husbands, say yes, say you want to give your wife a gift, say whatever you tell him. He said yes. So they wrote gittin for all of these women. So some Talmid Chacham realized what's going on. This is scandalous. So he sent letters to all the rabbanim, what's going on here? There's Hashan and Acharpa. We have to do something about it. So everybody wrote a letter. So they printed a sefer. Just like when the cleaver get occurred, so all the Rabbanim, many of the Rabbanim were involved, they all wrote tshuvas about it. So on this occasion also, they also wrote tshuvas. So the Yosemech writes in his, in the collection of the Chidush Yosemech al Hashas, in the second volume, they have Shalas at tshuvas. So he writes, I can't paskan on a tshuva long distance, I'm not there, I'm over here, and the Shoitim are in a different place. He says, just look in the Zichron Yosef, he has the best tshuva on Shoita. Rabbi Kivega and Hilchas Shechita also tells you on this simon, where does it have simon aleph? Rabbi Kivega says, look in the Zichron Yosef. One of the Yakir Shigdoilim, Yosef Steinhardt from Furt, he says he has the best tshuva. He says, follow what he says. And the Ragat Shavu wrote, and everybody, they all wrote. So the Ragat Shavu came up with an einfall that there's a difference between one shaita and the other shaita. If the guy is crazy, the guy is insane because his brain started rotting away, that's called the shaita. But if the guy had syphilis that affected his nervous system, then it spread to the brain, that's called a chayla. That's not called the shaita. But he can't say now he wants das gerishin. But if he said originally, let's say a man was bedaito, and then he told the shliach, write a get and give it to my wife. Then the shliach gives a get, the shliach writes the get and gives the get when the husband is sleeping. So that's fine. Pashup shatana gemara, a yoshin is a bardas. It just, now he's sleeping, is unable to express his das. Let's say a person appoints a shliach to give a get, and then he gets drunk. And then the shliach writes the get, and he gives the get when the husband is drunk. So shikir is not called a gabra la bardas. A shikir is unable to express his das right now. But that's not called a shaita. A shikir is like a yoshin, the same thing. So the Ragachavi came up with such a wild chiddush that a person who became a labadas because the syphilis spread till it affected his brain, he's like a shikr, he's like a yoshin, but you can continue to follow the instructions that he gave before. So Abitzel Ponevizher was asked, what does he have to say? So he says he thinks that the Ragachavi is off his mind. He says there is no such thing. What's the difference? This shaita and that shaita, it's all the same thing. But he has a different twist. A lot of gedolim were involved over here. He had a different twist. He said, when it get to itim cholim, itim shaita, if a person is, let's say, manic depressive, so sometimes he's normal, sometimes he's not all there. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, mizman shuhu shaita, harei ki shaita l'chol dvar, mizman shuhu cholim, harei ki pikech l'chol dvar. So I think the Rabbi Tzal Panavizha argued, how can you say the person has a chaloshem shaita if sometimes he's an itim cholim and sometimes itim shaita? We don't know when it's going to be. So he says such a person is also itim shaita, he's considered like a yoshen, he's considered like a shikr. That's not considered a gavra shaita. You can't declare that gavra is a shaita if you know that he's itim cholim. The maximum you can say is that he's a yoshen now. And afkamina will be if when he's itim cholim, when he's healthy, he gives it tzibi habal. I understand what's going on. I'm not always all there. I tell the sofer, write a get and give a get to my wife, and then before they have a chance to write the get and give the get, it becomes itim shaita. So he thinks, the Rabbi Tzal Ponevizher thinks he can give the get at that time also. Many disagree with him. No, that's also considered a shaita. Even though he's an itim cholim, but when he's an itim shaita, the gavra is considered a shaita. So how do you taka determine whether what's considered a shaita? When is it just considered like a yoshin? When is it just considered like a shikr? So there is a famous ktzois in Simikuf Peches, Zivkotin Beis, where the ktzois makes in Hilchas Shluchim. It's the end of Hilchas Shluchim. So the ktzois makes a big fundamental machlokes, the Rambam in the Tur. That the Rambam writes in Hilchas, the beginning of Hilchas Gerishim, whenever I'm going to write the get this bottle, means the get this pasul menator. Whenever I write the get this pasul, means only pasul with the rabbana menator, the get this kosher. So then the Rambam proceeds to say, the Ktzois claims that the Rambam says, that if the husband appointed a shliach to write a get and to give a get to his wife, then the husband is nishtate. And the shliach goes and writes the get and gives the get, the Rambam says the get is only pasul. So the Tur quotes the Rambam and he said, that's ridiculous, the get is pasul min ha-Torah. The Rambam should have written, get is batul, it's pasul min ha-Torah. So the Ktzai says it's a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur, regarding the nature of shlichus. The Rambam is of the opinion, once I appoint someone else as a shliach, is considered as if he's the whole balabas, and even though I'm the shtata now, if I die, So, of course, the shliach can't give the get because she's already an almana. She can't. Rashi writes on, there's a Mishnah in the first perek in Gittin. If I point the shliach to give a get, and the husband dies before the shliach gives the get, so it's no good. So why is it no good? So the Torah says, because the b'shaleach is not here. That's why it's no good. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, because she's not married anymore. The get is only chal. Get is only going to make her into a grusha if she's still connected with her husband. But here the husband died, so she's already mitaris le'nasi la'ashuk. So how can you say the get is chal? Why did Rashi say the normal pshat? The Ktzoy says. Why did Rashi say normal? That ain't get la'hamisa, because the mishalech is dead. So you see that Rashi holds like this funny Rambam, that once the Baal appoints, once the mishalech appoints a shliach, the shliach takes over. The shliach can do everything later on. Aye, but if he gives the get when the husband is a shaitah, it's puzzle, so the Rambam says it's only puzzle with the Rabban. Because once the husband appointed a shliach when he's bedaito, so the shliach takes over and he can really function. And the Torah disagrees. The Torah says, no, when you appoint the shliach, the Baal is still the migarish. The Baal is nishtata, so it's no good. The fundamental machlokes is the Rambam and the Torah, what's the nature of shlichas? And people pilpul about this. Everybody's relying on this. So the Chazon Ish writes in Ebenezer, in Simon Pei Vav, Oiz Dalet, he says he thinks that the Ktzai Sachoshim misread the whole Rambam. He says the Machloik is the Rambam and the Tur is not by Nishtata. He says, you look in the Rambam, it's only by Achaza Kurdaikas. There's a Perik Mish Achaza Kurdaikas. That's this Gemara, Daf Ayin on the base. In Gittin, is in the beginning of Perik Mish Achaza Kurdaikas. The Mishnah has a person is not Shalom Bidaita, he's not all there. And he tells the sofer, write a get, give a get to my wife. So the Mishnah says that it's no good. What if the husband was healthy and he said to a sofer, write a get, give it to my wife. And then he becomes a chazan kurdaikis. So then if the husband is nishtate, and then chazan menishtafe, so then you can give the get after the husband was chazan menishtafe. The shlichus remains, but you can't fulfill the shlichus while the husband is a shaita. What if the husband was healthy, he appointed a shliach, and then he becomes a chazak kurdaikis? So that's a machlekes of Yechon Mish Lakish. Can you give the get when he's in state of a chazak kurdaikis? Yechon says he cannot, and Mish Lakish says he can. So what does Mish Lakish say? He can give the get when he's a chazak kurdaikis, but he's not all there. So Mish Lakish says, no, he's only called the shaita if it's ein same biyodon. If you don't have the sam in our hands. If you have a drug, that you have a pill, you can give it to the guy, and he'll become back up by das soon. So that's not called a shaita, that's called like a yoshin, that's like a shikr. Whenever it's time to be odon, that's the same as a yoshin or a shikr, that doesn't pose a problem. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. So the Rambam understood, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, only a chumrim in the Rabbanon. Menater Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Reish Lakish, that since Achazu Kudaikis, it's same biyodon. What's the same biyodon? The Gemara says you make a delicious steak and you give him healthy food and he's going to get out of it. The achazu kurdaikis, he lost his mind. If you give him good food, that's the same biyodon. So the Rambam understood that Minatari Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Reish Lakish that achazu kurdaikis is like yoshin, is like a shikr. And it's only a chumrim with the Rabbanon. There the Rambam disagrees with the Torah and he holds it's only possible with the Rabbanon. The Torah holds no. The machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Mish Lakish is machlekes on the level of the Raisa. Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's dina kishoita. But the Chazon Ish claims if it would have been in the shtata, then the Rambam would also say the same as the tur. The get cannot be delivered because man, the husband is a shaita. It can't be mekayim the shlichus, but the husband is a shaita. So that's taka an issue. When do you declare that what conditions do you say the person is a yoshin? And when you say that the person is a shaita, let's say a person is a goises. So Taisus quotes one of Ben Yol Mibuna. There was a Bala Taisus who was of the opinion that a shaita, a person is a goises, since he has one leg out already. So a goises is kachai. So nonetheless, Rabbi Yomi Bunim was of the opinion that Goises cannot give Tzivi HaBaal to write a get. Even though he's aware of everything and knows what's going on, he can't give Tzivi HaBaal. So the Rishonim asked, but HaGoises Kechai L'chol Dvar, and it says in the Mishnah that HaGoises Noider Umarich. If he takes a neder, he pledges to give money to Hegdush, he says, Erko Alai, and then he dies, so you mechuyif to pay from his estate. So you see, he is a Bardas. You can't say HaGoises is a La Bardas. So the Rishonim say, and Rabbi Chanan explains in the Sefer on Yevamos, that the das that's needed for Inyani Hafloef and the Dorim and Ziris and Shavuos and Echon and so on is a lower level of das. The das that's needed for Mekach HaMemka and certainly the das that's needed for Mikdushin is a higher level of das. So just like a Mufla Samach Liyish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, so the Dor of Nevdokim, if he takes a Neder, so the Neder is binding. That's a machlekes in the Gemara in Nida, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Mufla Samach Liyish, that's machlekes, the Ramam and the Raivid, where the Mufla Samach Liyish is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. But you see, even if it's only with the Rabbanon, but the principle is a principle the Raisa. You don't need the same level, high level of Das from the Dor of Meshvuas, the Afloa, that you need for Mekach HaMemka for Git Mekedushin. Git Mekedushin need a much higher level of Das. That's Rav Chaim claims, according to the Raman, that's why you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by Git Mekedushin to elevate it to become a higher level of Das. And that's why there's only Shaykh to have HaTorah Nedarim. Rav Soloveitchik used to point out these two, that Mufal HaSamach Liyish and HaTorah Nedarim. How can you can only have HaTorah Nedarim and you only have Loya? Why can't you have HaTorah Nedarim and Git Mekedushin? Mekach HaMemka, the guy said, if I would have known that the stocks are going to go down, I would never have bought the stocks. He promised me the stocks are going to go up, and the stocks went down. So you can't say, you can't make HaTorah Nedarim on a marriage. If I would know that the wife would know the husband is going to lose his job after 25 years, she would never have married him. First of all, it's not true. And even if it would be true, there is no such halacha that there's no HaTorah Nedarim. There's only HaTorah Nedarim on Das HaFloah, because Das HaFloah is a lower level of Das. So it's easy come, easy go. A Mufal HaSamaliyish is able to have that amount of Das that's needed for Hafloa. And since it's a weaker level of Das, it can be knocked off easier. You can have HaTorah Nedarim. Mashenikain, by Mekach HaMemka and Git and Kedushin, you need a higher level of Das. So true, the Mishnah says, HaGoyseis is not only Kechai, he's not yet Mitame, he's not Kemeis, he's even a Bardas. He says, Noida Umarech, he can take Nedarim. He's a bardas in Yoni HaFloah, but he's not a bardas for that Rabbi Yalmi Bunholz, and he's not considered a bardas when he gets to Mikidushin. So he holds that he's not considered a bardas at all. Not considered a bardas at all. So that's a question. Agoisis, his das is Meshubash. His das is not Meshubash. He's weak. He's losing his koiches. He's about to die. So that's what the Zecha Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Leponovich, talks about. Maybe we should only say a person is a gavra labardas, a shaita is a gavra labardas, if his daita mishubesh is all of. He quotes the Rambam, says the person says statements that are contradictory to each other. So he doesn't know what he's talking about, his das mishubesh is, but if the person is just so weak that he has no koyach to think, so maybe that should be considered like a shikr, maybe that shouldn't be considered like a gavra labardas, a shaita. Taisa says when you write a get shchid meira, so you have to be careful that the shchid meira should be b'daitoi. Taisa in the end of the Gittin says you have to be careful if he's going to go into a coma. Goes into a coma as a geises, he's still kachai, he's not dead yet. So if he goes into a coma and he doesn't know what's going on at the time that you write the get or that you give the get, so Taisa says that maybe that is no good. Why? If you give the get when he's a yoshin, it is good. Yoshin ashikir is not a problem. So Taisa says, no, that can be a gabra la badas, that can be considered a shaita. So that's a big question. How exactly do you determine who's a shaita? This, according to the Chazanish, the machleg zabiyachar mishlokish was only Rabbi Yechon Shita was only a chumim with the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. Rambam never meant it by nishtata. The Rambam understood that a chosid kurdaikas for shlokish is really right. He is a gabra badas and not considered a shaita. So why? Because sami biyodon. So how do you apply that to the person who's in a coma? So that's an issue that has to be explored. Okay?